After a long and certainly a different year on the PGA Tour, the last event of the regular season is here, the Wyndham Championship. Every PGA Tour player's goal at the start of the season, at least to be in the top 125 on the FedEx Cup point list at the end of the year. That way you have a job, Jay.
Yeah, you get a little extra loot, got a chance if you get hot to almost change your career, especially the way now the points are weighted with the importance now of just three playoff events. And, you know, it's big. It's big for the livelihood of some guys. It's big for whoever's going to walk away with the $18 million. It was just a couple of years ago, Justin Thomas won $10 million. $18 million to the winner, Bob.
And Justin Thomas said that was a nice cush. I don't know what $18 million. That's a super nice cush. Anyway, yeah. In this edition of In the Grill Room, we're going to preview the Wyndham Championship. We'll do that in just a few minutes. But first, let's wrap up Tony Finau's second win in a row at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Seems like he just couldn't miss, Jay.
Yeah, he's hot, obviously. That's clear. The putting was really impressive. And that's kind of been the part that's, you know, cost him a little bit, especially sometimes when he gets in contention. Well, that seemed to be non-existent. And you're not talking about Chumps Chasen. You're talking about Cam Young, whose middle name is now tied second, and Patrick Cantlay. So, you know, Finau is primed. I mean, in essence, if you look at a baseball team, you want them to peak right before the playoffs. That's certainly what Tony Finau is doing as we get ready for the FedEx Cup.
Well, you're right on the money there, Jay Bird. He had a reputation of not being able to close the deal to win when he got in position. Well, that no longer exists. Let's give a listen. In the Grill Room, here's Tony Finau.
A week can change your life. So I guess when you look at mine, 2 weeks has now, back-to-back weeks has now changed my life. And it's a great feeling. One of my goals to be a multiple winner on tour this season. To be able to accomplish that is amazing. Another goal was to win the FedEx Cup. And I put myself in position to do that. I'm proud of the way that I fought through adversity through my career. And now I'm a back-to-back champion. You know, that's what happens. You know, they say a winner is just a loser that's just kept on trying. And that's me, you know, to a T. One thing I won't do is give up. And I'm only here as a winner because I chose not to give up and just keep going.
Tony, you can't afford to give up. You got five kids. My golly, give up. How about that field there? Patrick Cantlay and, as you said, Cam Young. Definitely going to be Rookie of the Year, and I think he's got a bright future.
Well, I mean, you know, it seems like the sky's the limit. You know, he's got a lot of moxie at a young age. A nice finish there, also tied second for Taylor Pendrith. Cam Champ, Bob, who is out of the top 125, but may otherwise be eligible. I don't know because of a victory within the last couple of years. Cam Champ and Will Zalatoris tied for 20th. Not good news on the Ricky Fowler front. A miscut plus three. And Ricky sits at 123 going into this final week.
I don't know what the problem is with Ricky Fowler. People keep saying he's going to go to LIV. I think he's looking for something good to happen on the PGA Tour. If it doesn't happen, he may have no alternative but go LIV style. Let's take a look at some of the stats. Finau, 82%, Jay, fairways hit. Cantlay, 62%. What a discrepancy.
Well, I mean, Finau had all facets going, driving the ball. I mean, he hit 91.7% of the greens in reg. that's an absurd number. Cantlay was pretty good at 75. And he got up and down all three times he was in the bunker. I mean, he just had it going. The last 2 weeks, he's looked like the best player each week and looked strong, like you said, being a guy that was getting knocked for maybe not getting it done down the stretch on Sunday.
He's not only winning, but he's making it look mighty easy. Congrats to Tony Finau on his back-to-back victories. Next up, the most important tournament, or one of the most important tournaments of the year, a place on the FedEx Cup point list determines the playing future for next year. What is it, Jay? 1 to 125 fully exempt on the PGA Tour?
Technically, that is correct. Of course, we announced in the last couple of weeks that the tour took players out of the list that had resigned their membership to the PGA Tour. It will still be, as the list falls, 1 through 125.
And, of course, the top 30 chance to get to the tour championship and bag that $18 million cush first prize. Good golly, Miss Molly, $18 million. 126 and below, no guaranteed starts from the point standings, but they'll get in the fields as openings dictate.
Well, Bob, let's take a look at the top 10 in the FedEx Cup point list. Scottie Scheffler, I think more than likely, unless something odd happens over the course of the final three playoff events, the player of the year. Cam Smith, our Open champion winner, is two. Sam Burns, a guy that if something odd happened, and he won two of these things and won the FedEx Cup, he'd be without a major, but more wins. Xander Schauffele is four. Cantlay is five. And despite the disappointments, Bob, at times, Rory is sixth on the list.
Yeah, Rory showing some a form of old. I look for a big campaign out of Rory McIlroy next year. Of course, the first and foremost on his mind will be when we get to Augusta, as Rory tries to complete that career grand slam. The way he's playing lately, I think he's worth a little action when we get to Magnolia Lane.
And you look at the final four in the top 10. Tony Finau off the two W's, looking for, I don't know whether he's playing or not. I'm not sure he's in the field this week. I didn't have time to check, but he has moved up. And he is in prime position at seven, as you heard him say. And then Justin Thomas, Cameron Young, and Hideki Matsuyama. Those are the top 10, Bob.
Well, how about this breakdown of the prize money? First prize, $18 million. Second, $6.5 million. In essence, they'll be playing for nearly $12 million between first and second, third, five, fourth, four, fifth, three, six through 10 decreases $500 per place down to 10th, where you only get $1 million. There's some bubble boys, too, to talk about, Jay.
Yeah, there sure is. As we come into the final week, I mentioned Ricky Fowler at 123, Matt Wallace at 124, a young Nick Taylor at 120, veteran Chesson Hadley at 121, trying to stay inside that top 125. Outside, you start with Max McGreevy, who's had a pretty good couple of months. With a little momentum, Danny Willett, former Masters champion. How bad does he want it? Is he a likely maybe candidate down the road for living? Justin Lower, Nick Hardy. And as I mentioned, I believe Cam Champ has an exempt status, but he presently is 130 on the FedEx Cup standings.
And this information just into the grow room, Tony Finau will not be playing this week at Wyndham after 2 weeks in a row. He wins 2 weeks in a row. Going to take a little time off.
Count the money.
Yeah, to count his money. There's some other players to watch. How about Billy Horschel, Kevin Kisner, my man, Shane Lowry, your man that you picked early on, long before anybody else, Jay Randolph Jr., tipped me off on Will Zalatoris. What a player he is. Webb Simpson, as steady as they come. Tyrrell Hatton, Cam Champ, a lot of good names, and going to be fun to watch as this campaign comes to a close.
Well, and a little thing to tune in for or pay attention to, especially Thursday and Friday, and see how he does. Trent Phillips, a four-time All-American at the University of Georgia, gets his first professional career start, and he makes it on the PGA Tour. Big-time stuff getting in Trent Phillips.
And, of course, the PGA Tour schedule now has been released for 22-23. Happy to see Sentry, Tournament of Champions in January, will be the first event of the year the way it should be. Reduced field sizes for the FedEx Cup playoffs adds additional importance to every week of the regular season and the playoffs. And, boy, they made a little bit of a change in the prize money at Sentry, Jay.
Huge change in the prize money. Just think about what we just talked about. $18 million going to the winner at the FedEx Cup. These boys have raised the purse out there for a smaller field, guaranteed no cut, to $15 million. Bob, that's doubling. That's more than doubling the purse of last year. Not quite doubling. Last year, it is doubling. It's up $8.2
million. Yeah, all those zeros getting you a little delirious there, Jay.
Well, yeah, I had to be careful.
Yeah. Well, the wraparound schedule will continue this coming fall, but as I just mentioned a little earlier, 2023-2024 projected to start the FedEx Cup season in January, which I really like. Their first event will be that Century Tournament of Champions. They do such a great job on Maui, and I think more and more now with that purse going up like that, I don't think they'll have any difficulty in getting just about everybody eligible, and you have to be a winner in order to qualify, but I think that roster is going to be full.
I think it's going to be very interesting. This will be the last year of what we kind of been testing during the FedEx Cup wraparound season. And what's going to be interesting to see is how they place the schedule with the knowledge that they want to end the playoffs before college football and the NFL really get going to maximize the eyes, to maximize the revenue, thus to maximize the payouts for the players. So I think, you know, take a look at this schedule. It's going to look a lot different when they go back in January of 2000. And what would that be, 24?
Well, this show seems to have flown by. Why don't you put a ribbon on it for us, Jay?
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week to see who made it, who didn't, and preview the first playoff event, the FedEx St. Jude Championship in fantastic Memphis, Tennessee.
Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line or give us your thoughts or opinion on the show, we'd love to hear from you. I'm STL Golf Geek on Twitter, while Bob, the VOG, the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, VOG. Check us out on Twitter.